This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As far as who crossed the finish line first. Newman got turned, went up in the air. As he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward, coming down on his roof. The AMR safety team is there quickly to attend to Ryan Newman. A fist pump from Denny Hamlin.
The man in the arena. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust of sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at least knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. I wanted to start with that today because predictably, after Ryan Newman still fighting for his life after that 190-mile-an-hour crash when he was in the lead, epically coming in fourth on fire across the finish line after rolling repeatedly and shooting up in the air like a rocket, and the left celebrated and said, he likes Trump. He dared shake Trump's hand and say he likes him. He deserves it. It's an omen. No, these are modern gladiators who choose to get in the arena, completely the opposite of the timid souls who could never do 1/100th of what Ryan Newman did. So if he dies, doesn't matter. He's up there as a champion, never amongst the timid, cowardly, thumb-sucking slaves that support the Democratic Party, a truly disgusting group of miscreant individuals. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live February 18th, Tuesday global transmission. I'm going to be here in studio for the next 4 hours. Mike Adams is in the fourth hour. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, completely vindicated by the UN admitting that vaccines are causing death and disease and destruction, and they've been covering it up. She's going to be joining us in the third hour. We're going to have open phones in the first and second hour, probably into the third hour here today, and so much more. So, start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. Because this is going to be one hell of a transmission today. It is just incredible. The Roger Stone news, the economy news, the Virginia gun grab news, the Boy Scouts of America news, the coronavirus news is spectacularly out of control. And it's all important because knowing is half the battle. It's good to understand what's happening, not hiding from it. We're not here to scare you. We're here to empower you because whether you believe you're a man and woman in the arena or not, you really are in the arena. Life is being born into the arena. And you can pretend to be a spectator all day, but you're not. You are a man and woman in the arena. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this live global Tuesday transmission. So please remember, as men and women in the arena, whether you live in Russia or Japan or Mexico or the U.S. or Venezuela or South Africa or Libya, spreading the word about this broadcast is a revolutionary act. Take action.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around from tree to the ground, and shutting from the sound. The death machine makes moment now, it's gaining pound for pound.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. Okay, let's go ahead and plow into the news and information that we're going to be breaking down here today. Massive new coronavirus developments. The left celebrating the deadly crash of Ryan Newman at the Daytona 500, and those that say it's wrong to celebrate him fighting for his life in a 190-mile-an-hour crash. Twitter is banning or restricting them. I'm not kidding. Also, they're banning photos of Trump with racers at the event shaking hands. Nothing positive of the president is allowed. Continuing, joining us at the bottom of the hour, Caitlin Bennett's first response to attack at Ohio University. She went there, was interviewing people peacefully about President's Day. A mob of 400 surrounded her, attacked her vehicle, and the police did nothing. Leftist newspapers are celebrating it as a good thing. Just type in Caitlin Bennett, click news, you'll see the headlines about how, man, this is how you deal with it. You physically attack people in America. That's what the universities have turned into. Meanwhile, survey finds people who identify as left-wing more likely to have been diagnosed with a mental illness. We're going to continue with the good news. Virginia Dems abandoned blackface Ralph Northam, joined Republicans to stop the semi-auto ban that had been passed in their house. So the big protests, the demonstrations so far have gotten the Democrats, the few that aren't literally financed by Michael Bloomberg, to not vote with Northam. So that is a huge victory there. So great job to everybody that protested in Virginia and around the country and came together. That is really a good thing. Continuing, we're going to get into Michael Bloomberg. Remember, he bashed, this is all just come out in the last 24 hours, farmers as stupid. There's video of him supporting death panels saying kill old people. He also tells his employees, kill your baby. I make more money when you kill your baby. I'm not kidding. That's all coming up. This is all just the last 24 hours. Young black Latino men don't know how to behave in the workplace, says Bloomberg. There's video and audio of that. But don't worry, he's Hollywood's front runner. He's who they want. And as I've been saying for months, Matt Drudge is totally right. I heard that Bloomberg was planning to get in and have her as the VP. In fact, we're on record saying that. Well, Drudge just talked to the Bloomberg people, and they admitted it, but said, oh, maybe they're not that serious. But Drudge was accurate. They are considering Hillary Clinton as the running mate. Mike Bloomberg, Trojan horse for Clintonista revival. We're going to be looking at all of that as well. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks' Twitter account locked down days before Julian Assange's extradition hearings. And The Guardian did a whole piece about press freedom. Now, for press freedom, didn't mention Julian Assange. It's like talking about the New Testament and not mentioning Jesus. Not comparing Assange to Jesus. It's just comparable of like the main central character in press freedom would be Julian Assange. Well, the main person in the New Testament is Jesus. It'd be like World War II and not including Hitler or Tojo or Roosevelt or Churchill. It's just wild. So we'll be breaking that down. And then, of course, this very sad situation. I predicted this 5 years ago. When the Boy Scouts of America, just like the Catholic Church got invaded by pedophile rings, when the Boy Scouts of America got taken over by the left, and at their major camping events and jamborees, that's what they call it, handing out tens of thousands of condoms to people as young as 8 years of age. Here's your condoms. Now, go in the tent with an adult man. And it destroyed the Boy Scouts. Another pro-America, pro-freedom, wholesome outdoors organization, hundreds of years old, gone. Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy amid sex scandal lawsuits. I told you about a year ago I was on board a plane flying back from California, and there was a lawyer sitting catty-corner to me writing up documents about settlements, and he worked for the Boy Scouts of America. And he said, my God, it's all over. This will end the Scouts. And he was just shaking his head. And so I was eavesdropping off and on. You know, when we're sitting there for 10 minutes before takeoff, he was on the phone talking about how it's all over. But you had to virtue signal, just like men dominate all women's sports now. And it'll be all biological men in the Olympics now. They're already winning most of the sports. Just all men. But you must virtue signal. Oh, we're not against gays. Here, give our seven-year-olds condoms and get in a tent with them. You see, major universities, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, law enforcement, public education, the Boy Scouts, local churches, it's all falling to the sex cult. To the perverts. Oh, and you can't have something for boys, so the girls need to join. And you can't have something for girls, so the boys need to join. And then the boys need to be able to go in the girls' showers. Remember Chris Cuomo a few months ago? And then again last year he said, some adults don't want biological men in showers with their daughters at public schools. Those parents are bad and are bigots and need to get in trouble. He said, so what if your 11-year-old daughter sees a woman's penis? That's a quote. Think of the doublespeak. Think of the mind control. So what if your daughter sees a woman's penis? But see, I've got a stack of articles here from the UK that's run by the Tavistock Institute that is the vanguard of all this, where people are being arrested, you name it. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender because it hurt their feelings. They felt upset and embarrassed. And it goes on. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay a £1,000 fine. And it's all written like it's completely normal and a good thing. Oh, wait a minute. Your daughter doesn't want to see a woman's penis?
This is the total oppression, the total control of a cult taking over. And they mean business. All right. When we come back, I'm going into the big developments on the coronavirus first. And then Caitlin Bennett's going to join us. She's got exclusive videos. She's got hours of them attacking her, them trying to get out of there, like escape from New York or something. But it was an escape from Ohio University. That's coming up bottom of the hour. We're going to have exclusive video for you. And so much more here today. I just scratched the very surface of this. Please don't forget, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is amazing amino acids, vitamins, minerals, all in one great-tasting, healthy formula for adults and children. Boost your immune system. It's been sold out for months and months and months. It's back in, and it's selling like hotcakes. It's really great. It funds the operation. It's 40% off, despite the fact that it's a big seller. So is Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find out there. Take under your tongue. It's back in stock. It's 40% off. But get the two together for 50% off. It's the biggest sell we can do, period. That's a great deal on that combo. And we're selling out very soon. We will be sold out in the next 2 days of the 1 ounce immune gargle with the nano silver. It will be sold out by next week of the 3 ounces at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Evidence being admitted now, way more contagious and way more lethal than had originally been said. And that's why we're seeing just the insane response that is taking place in China and surrounding areas. Here's just some of the headlines. Head of Wuhan Hospital dies of coronavirus. How many prominent activists and doctors and reporters have now died of it? So either the virus is super deadly statistically, or they're killing people that haven't served the Chi-Coms well. And are using it as a cover story. Continuing, China shut down to crush India's already crumbling economy. And so, again, the engine of the world economy to a great extent has been China. And the fact that this Wuhan virus has ground it to a halt, I'll show you some examples of that in a moment. The fact that that's happened should make us ask, what is this really all about? Will it be used as the excuse for popping the global Ponzi scheme bubble finally? And the globalists believe defeating nationalist and populist with a global crisis, both economic and biological? Coronavirus. China puts 58 million people in lockdown indefinitely as towns and villages sealed shut to stop the epidemic. By the way, that number is way low. It's 700 and something million lockdown, twice the U.S. population. So that Sun article is behind the times. Senior Wuhan doctor dies, as we just mentioned. There's the Guardian. Armed criminals steal 600 rolls of toilet paper in Hong Kong. You see, during a breakdown, people go after the basic essentials. Here's another one. Bare-faced robbery. Thieves steal 6,000 hygiene masks in Japan. Yahoo News is reporting. China destroys $600 million in cash to stop coronavirus spread on infected banknotes. Another demonization of cash. But see, drones, they don't get sick from the virus. Robots. Oh, cash is the problem. Digital money's not a problem. China detains activists who accuse Xi of coronavirus cover-up. Chinese villager, you ought to see the video, is tied to a post and scolded for refusing to wear face mask. American cruise passengers quarantined at U.S. military base, taken off the ship, AP reports. Why did the U.S. Diamond Princess coronavirus quarantine? Why did the U.S. break Diamond Princess coronavirus quarantine? Something went awry. So that's just some of the news unfolding. But I want to go back to the toilet paper and back to the face mask being stolen in broad daylight in Japan and in Taiwan and other areas. This is what happens when there's a breakdown of society. People people go after the essentials run out. And if the essentials aren't there, things people think are essentials, people then begin to panic and crime rates explode. So imagine something like this in the United States or Western Europe that have way higher crime rates than places like Taiwan or China or Japan. Stefan Molyneux tweeted out an article from Russian News. We can roll the video of that. Transport collapse in China. Who needs these eggs now? And the video just shows a huge warehouse full of eggs that are just sitting there preparing to rot because they don't have any way to deliver it. That's what the Russian and Chinese news agencies are reporting. And that's why, as we go to break, I promote high-quality storable foods, because the safest place is where you have good clean water, which is good water filtration. You can take an Alexa Pure Breeze or a Pro Pure Breeze that we both sell at the best, lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com that ship to you in hours after you order them. They have a great supply of those. And you can go to a pond, a lake, you can get contaminated tap water. You don't trust the government, you don't trust the system. You run it right through that, and it produces dozens and dozens and dozens of gallons a day. It's their smaller basic unit. And you take storable food. Why do I have firearms? Why do I know how to use firearms? Why do I have communications? Why do I have storable food? Why do I have a small place in the country to be able to run to? Because it's real insurance, not just trusting insurance in some bank or some digital system. I don't have any 401k. I don't have any digital savings. I don't have any pension fund because I don't trust the system. I have friends, I have family, I have some land, and I have guns to protect it, and I have food to eat, and I know how to skin a buck and run a trot line. But again, for the average person, just having a month's supply of storable, sealed, high-quality food gives you a leg up to protect yourself during a crisis. Or 6 months, or a year. And if you have money, you better have extra food to take care of your friends and family. Because when there is a breakdown of civilization, those that have extra food and extra preparedness items are going to be in the best position into the future to barter, to organize, to be seen as leaders in your community. And we hope this giant global industrial Ponzi scheme can continue on, because we're all part of it. But if you look at the Great Depression, 17 million people, it's estimated, starved to death in the United States. And that was with 90% of people being rural and more than half of them being totally self-sufficient. Today, we're 90% urban, 10% rural, and only half the rural communities are self-sufficient. We are sitting on top of a time bomb. You ever seen footage of army ants going through the South American jungle and clearing hundreds of acres in a day? Or locusts descending in and destroying crops in Africa or the Middle East? Humans are beyond that during a crisis. Within just a week to 10 days, most people become homicidal murderers. Within about 15 days, most people become cannibals. Like giant bipedal, warm-blooded piranhas with a locust-like drive and hunger to eat everything in their path. So they are still available to ship high-quality herbal food to you. It's all drop-shipped right from InfoWarsStore.com. My Patriots in our system ships just as quick as with them. We have the best prices. It funds the InfoWar, and it's 10 to 14 days now to get it. They're about to have to increase it again because food orders just continue. They've got enough food now, they think, for about a month to keep packaging, so you will get your order. It'll lock it in if you order now. But in the future, they may run out, even though they were positioned to be there during a real crisis, and their mission is really to supply the people. This is so serious, they may run out soon as well. So take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days, and he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Alex Jones. And And thematically, we see the Democrats, led by Maxine Waters and others, saying, don't let Republicans go to the gas station, don't let them go to a restaurant, don't let them go to the supermarket. Go out and confront them everywhere. They're Nazis. And we saw Ryan Newman's horrific crash. We're going to play again in a moment. At Daytona 500, he's fighting for his life still right now in critical condition. And I've got the stacks of tweets here where people celebrated it and said he deserved it. And then those that said it was wrong and said that liberalism is a disease of the mind. How dare you be glad he almost died? And Twitter suspends or blocks their accounts. That's the type of garbage that goes on in this country. But it gets worse. Tweets put out of the president with photos of NASCAR drivers are being blocked as inappropriate. Well, of course they are. Anything with Trump and Melania, because she's popular, is blocked. Facebook won't take ads with her. And then he's with a female driver. That's not allowed. Women don't like Trump. That's pure election meddling. But Trump does nothing. So let's go to that footage that they're celebrating so much right now, and we'll go to Caitlin Bennett and what just happened to her at Ohio University.
Moving off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air. Goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth and comes to rest, scoring unofficial between Hamlin and Blaney as far as who crossed the finish line first. Got turned, went up in the air as he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward.
Okay, I'm not going to read you all the leftist tweets as they celebrated. It's in a Paul Joseph Watson article at newswars.com and infowars.com. But the only way you see the leftists doing this is from infowars.com, because anybody else criticizing it gets blocked or banned on Twitter. They just let their mob of savage criminals gang up and bully people everywhere, on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, and Trump just sits there and takes it. That's why we're launching Operation 2020 that'll officially be launched with the website and a video and how to take action this afternoon. It's almost done. We're going to go to Trump rallies, and we're going to wear stickers over our mouths that just say, stop the censorship. And the silence will be incredibly powerful. And people will say, why are you wearing that? And you'll explain, because Trump has betrayed us on this front. And I understand he's dealing with the Chi-Coms and the globalists and the fake impeachment. And I get it. But this is un-American, what's going on. And it's racketeering. And it's got to be dealt with. And speaking of that, yesterday my phone starts blowing up during the war room, saying, did you see just what happened to one of your great correspondents, Caitlin Bennett? And I said, no. So I called her. She didn't answer. I went to her Twitter and saw one of the videos. And they got hours of this footage that's going up as we speak. And it was a mob of 400 people chasing her off the campus, screaming at her, spitting at them, grabbing at them, throwing bottles at their vehicles, and the police doing nothing. But it's bigger than Caitlin Bennett. It's about the mob psychology and the rest of the story that she's putting a big report together with right now. It's that she just went out to do President's Day coverage. They know who she is. She's a woman. She's pro-Trump. She's pro-Second Amendment. And this is how they respond to her. We're going to go to her in a moment, but let's play this clip. This is what happens when a Trump supporter goes to a college campus. Leftists at Ohio University started a riot when Joel Patrick, 1776, and I showed up, and the police let it happen. I think Donald Trump should start funding, should stop funding, strip funding from universities like this that harbor terrorists. Yeah, Trump signed an executive order saying if you don't support free speech, you'd have your funding pulled. But this is what the left has created. This is what they've done. Here it is.
You don't understand it. Hey, no.
You need to back up.
Joel,
shut your
car.
Joel, shut the window.
See him hitting it.
Why is that cop just letting this all happen?
The cop is letting, he told me, Justin, he told me he could not help me. He has nowhere for me to go.
I like that horn.
He's watching, these cops are watching this happen. There's another one.
This is what taxpayer money and sending your children to school does. You send them there to become un-Americans. Now, we're going to play one more clip and then go to Caitlin Bennett. And again, they've got hours of this footage. They're shell-shocked. They're trying to upload it. There's so much cussing that if you don't bleep it, YouTube will then penalize you. We've got a bunch of raw footage we're going to play next segment, but with no audio because we're on AM and FM. Stations and also TV stations, hundreds of them. And of course, we respect that. It's just, we're just bleeping it out. It's just beep, 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 because it's just every other word is a cuss word. If you're a radio listener, you've got to go to Infowars.com and see the raw footage of this and the banned video. So as we go to break, here's a clip of the police lied and said that no violence happened and that there was just allegations that some unknown person splashed water and were throwing things at her all day and grabbing at her. They dumped hot coffee on her and vandalized the truck right in front of the police. Here's footage.
Get a picture of me. Get a picture of me. Hey,
you need to get out of here.
Hey, yeah, you need to get out of here.
There's a lot more of this. Let's stop right here. We're going to come back with Caitlin Bennett, and we'll go a little bit the next hour with her. We're going to open the phones up about this whole issue, but we sponsor her. I want to thank listeners for supporting us because I've been able to double her funding, which wasn't much, to get two security people. You see that huge guy that's with her. A lot of courage now in America to go to a university to do polite interviews. And the security people have courage, not just, you know, little Caitlin Bennett who's got the heart of a lion here. This is what this country's turned into. This is what we've let it turn into with these out-of-control, hyena-like bullies everywhere who've totally abandoned every American value and are incredibly dangerous.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
A freelance independent reporter that InfoWars puts in the field that you, the listeners and viewers, support. And if you're a radio listener, you hear a bunch of yelling and screaming. If you're a TV viewer, it's making you sick, like it's making me sick. And you see this everywhere. Leftist mobs on their own bubbles of anti-free speech, anti-America, these metastasizing cancers. And you go to these universities. I mean, Owen Schroyer can just go to UT or go to Texas State, just south of Austin, and they start screaming and going, racist, it's all around, and like start jumping and screaming at him. But he's a man and laughs at him and yells at him, so they kind of back off. But the cowardice of Antifa and the left, when they see a woman even if she's got, looks like a, almost like a 7-foot security guy with her. I mean, the guy's up there. They don't see him. They see a woman, and there's something about a woman being pro-America, pro-gun with the left that drives the left insane, or a black person that's pro-America or pro-gun, which is actually most of the black folks I know. The numbers are showing that. The Republicans aren't getting 10%. They're getting 30, 40% of black voters now, and that's panicking the left. They're like, you're a woman! You belong to us! Caitlin, why do you think they go so crazy? Because I know you've got the raw footage. I've talked to you. I know how you report. Very polite, very nice. You're out there. You were doing a President's Day interview, and you said very soon they surrounded you. Describe what happened.
So, one, to answer your question, they hate me because Twitter tells them to. Last month, I went viral with millions of people laughing at me, mocking me, threatening me, threatening terrible, terrible things to me because Twitter has been going to my YouTube. It's like they just now found out that I make YouTube videos, and they clip up my videos, lie about the context. They take 2 minutes out of a 20-minute video, clip it up, and then lie about the context to tell people I'm racist and I'm homophobic and I hate trans people. All of this stuff which isn't true. So they lie about me and no one's coming to actually look at the video to see the truth. So that's the first answer to your question, why do they hate me? Secondly, what happened, I was just there to ask questions, like you said, President's Day trivia questions about who were the first three presidents? Who was president during 9/11? Stuff like that. Who was the president that was so fat he got stuck in his bathtub? Those are the questions we were going there to ask, to have fun. But within 5 minutes, there were about 10 people around me. I only got to talk to one person about the trivia questions. And then, I'm not kidding, within 30 minutes, there were at least 300, 400 people around me. And then I just thought, you know, okay, they're going to mob me and scream and put phones in my face and tell lies and try to go viral off of rumors. But they started throwing things at me. And that's when I knew that this was going to be something completely different than I've ever experienced. When they started throwing stuff at me, I was like, okay, maybe we should just go and then we'll regroup and come back at another time when I have more security guards. My security guard, 7'3". That's how tall he is. And that clip right there that's being shown. He
so I wasn't exaggerating. He looks like he's 7 feet tall.
No, you weren't exaggerating. You were not exaggerating at all because he's taller than 7 feet tall. He had to pick me up and carry me out 3 times because they wouldn't let me leave. They were throwing just so much going on in my mind. I want to talk about the police. They lied in their statement. They said that an unknown person may have splashed water. That is not true. I told the supervisor on the phone, I got thrown on my leg, hot coffee. It burnt my leg. It was so hot. And then their officers even got splashed with iced coffee. So there's
but
the
Caitlin,
footage for
think
the people
about
that
this.
Are
this is how famous you are. I have people that walk up to me in the grocery store or the side of the street with their children saying, we love Caitlin Bennett. We love Millie Weaver. We love what you're doing. But they really bring you up in particular and Millie and others. People really appreciate you. You get millions of views every day. And you're a nice, sweet lady. Your fiance's a nice gentleman. Your camera guy's a gentleman. I mean, you guys are just like rock-ribbed, Midwestern, heart of America, nice people. You'd be great neighbors. What is it about you that enrages these people?
It's because I don't think men can become women. It's because I don't think we should be allowing people like in facilities like Planned Parenthood to kill our children. I don't think we should be indoctrinating children into taking transgender hormone replacement therapy. I don't believe in that stuff. I believe in free speech. I believe in the Second Amendment. That's why they hate me. Because
and they're teaching on those colleges that you're the enemy. Do you realize your incredible success? Because I know, despite that mob attacking you, a lot of those young people are going to learn the truth now and who you really are and are going to learn how shameful they are.
Any person watching this footage that has 2 brain cells can see that this is not how you protest your ideas. If they wanted to come out and protest, that's fine. Protest me. Give me that attention. Whatever. Great content. But that's not what they did. They came out to hurt me that day. I think if I didn't have John, my bodyguard, there, I would be in the hospital. I truly believe I would be in the hospital if I didn't have my bodyguard. So all they did was prove to me that next time I'm there, I will be coming back with an army of gun owners to show that that campus needs campus carry. They need to be able to protect themselves. And for any viewer and radio listener watching, this isn't just about me. It's about my ideas, because I'm not afraid to boldly stand up and say it is wrong to let men into the women's restroom. It is not normal for men to dress up in dresses and call themselves women. It's not normal for people to stand up on a Global Academy stage and hold her Golden Globe and say, I killed my baby for this. This is women empowerment. It's not normal, and I'm not afraid to say it. And I know there's tons of people who think like me out there, and I know if they were to walk onto that same campus and people knew their opinions, they would get treated the exact same. It's not just about me. It's about what I believe in. It's about people trying to attack people who believe in the same things I do. So this isn't just about me. It's about everyone out there who thinks like me. Because if you walked onto that campus with a red MAGA hat, they do the same thing to you.
This is authoritarianism. This is dyed-in-the-wool Nazism, communism, authoritarianism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. And if you put your name now, Caitlin Bennett, into Google and click news, you see the deceptive headlines. USA Today, Kent State gun girl, that was 2 years ago, who walked onto campus with an AR, that's unless you want to shoot somebody, confronted by protesters at Ohio University. And I read the article, they spin it like, oh, they knew you were a danger, that's why they did this. OU students, protesters, hound gun girl, Caitlin Bennett off campus. Oh, aren't they good? Kent State gun girl confronted by protesters at Ohio University, Fox News. Lexington Herald leader, gun girl vows return to Ohio University with army of gun owners after class. Let's be clear.
That was true.
It is. We're not planning. In fact, I'm going to join you there. We're not planning to be violent, just like we went and marched, I'd say it's 50,000, the news said 24,000 or whatever, in Virginia, openly exercising our Second Amendment. Nobody got hurt. One person got arrested, and now Virginia has not passed the gun law. Democrats voted against Northam and didn't pass the semi-auto gun ban. That's just yesterday. Huge victory. So, yes, we should all, I'm going to be on the East Coast. Coming up next week, I'm going to CPAC, and I'm going to have other big events in D.C., and I think we should just stay a day or two longer, and we should just go to Ohio, and we should call for a demonstration for the First Amendment. I know you say bring guns there that are shouldered, you know, or slung with the barrels aimed down and not loaded and all proper.
That one can wait. That rally can wait, because that takes planning, that takes calls, that takes a lot more. So
I understand. So you agree? We should have the pro Second Amendment rally later, the open carry later. Well, we should have a First Amendment rally very soon.
Yes, I agree.
Because I want to go there with you.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Listen. As you know, this is un-American evil. This is a bunch of hyena-like thugs, and the media celebrating driving you off the campus, the supposed center of freedom and justice. So let's war game this. When do you think is a good time for us to come to Ohio University with you?
Let me text the producers. Let me regroup with my crew and see what I have going on, and then I will let you know. I don't want to give something right now and then it be completely not able to happen.
I understand you got a crew and all that stuff, and that's great, and that's why InfoWars loves you, and that's why we finance you. What I'm saying is this is big and hot. This is central. A pack of thugs ran you off a campus. We need Americans peacefully to show up and exercise our First Amendment in a week. I mean, I guarantee you, I can get 5,000 people out there in a week like that. This is just like Virginia. They came for the Second Amendment in Virginia. America stood up and came together. They're coming after the First Amendment now. This is just as important, and this will bring Trump to front and center to take the funding away from that university if they don't have those police do their job and protect us to exercise our speech. We'll be back!
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.